question. I've kind of made it harder for you guys. That's what we're doing.
Now, yes. Listen, if you're not a horror movie fan, then step aside today.
Yeah, these are all Halloween movies or horror movies. So I didn't know any of them. I just made the kids
read
the lines.
And I think they're very good.
But I tested him with Roadkill, and he knew them. So you really, if you're going to call in and you want to get on this, I hope you know your Halloween movies. And I will say, even I had a hard time understanding Dylan in one of them. So you want to play them?
Yeah, let's play them. Ready?
I said I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in.
When there's no more hope, the dead walk the earth. A census digger once tried to test me. I eat his some fried beans in a nice canteen.
It's not the house that's haunted. It's your son.
So we did four of them this week instead of the normal three. So there's two from Dylan and two from Parker.
I got one.
You got one? Good.
Yeah.
Yes. Do we want to play them again?
We'll play them again before we go to the phones.
All right.
I said I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in.
When there's no more hope, the dead walk the earth. A census digger once tried to test me. I eat his some fried beans. In a nice canteen.
It's not the house that's haunted. It's your son.
Kelly, can I ask, did you get one from Parker or Dylan?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
No, I think it was Dylan.
Oh, wow. I'm very impressed then.
Yep.
Wow.
Okay.
All right. It's
a line that's hard to miss. I mean, hopefully most people got that one.
Okay.
Melissa.
How are you?
Good.
Happy
how are
Halloween.
You? Happy Halloween. You know your scary movies?
I usually do. I just caught one of them. I think The Shining is one of them.
That's good. You're going to pay it forward. You got a ding.
Yes,
oh,
I
yeah,
am.
We forgot to look for the dingers and the burns.
I was looking earlier, but we'll make it work.
We can
have
just
a good day.
You too.
Should, thank you.
Paying it forward. So she has one.
All right, let's see. Hey, Brian.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. You got some movies?
I got a couple up. I'm going to have to pay it forward. I got The Shining. I have Silence of the Lambs. I have, I believe one is The Omen.
No.
Was Silence of the Lambs correct?
Yes, that is correct. Okay. So you get, we have two, The Shining and Silence of the Lambs.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Awesome. Thanks, Brian.
I think we're, that's good.
That's, not bad.
Chipping away, paying it forward. Let's see. Ann?
Yeah, some fava beans and a nice kiosk.
Hi. You have some answers for us?
Yes, I believe number two is Night of the Living Dead, and number three is Silence of the Lambs.
You have Silence of the Lambs correct, but that's it.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, though.
So we're halfway?
We have two of them.
Okay.
You want to play them again?
I said we can play them again.
Play them again.
I said I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in.
When there's no more hope, the dead walk the earth. A census digger once tried to test me. I eat his some fried beans. In a nice canteen.
It's not the house that's haunted. It's your son.
They're there, people. They're there. I've gotten two emails from people. You
so
need
come.
To
just
call.
Calling. Let's see. To get them.
Jacob, good morning.
Morning.
What do you got?
I got three.
Ooh,
okay.
Everybody said a couple. So Silence of the Lambs.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, I believe, is Insidious.
Ding, 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 ding. You don't know there.
And then The Shining. I can't get the second one.
And has the second one been said?
Wait. No, he's missing one of them. He's missing, I think, the third one.
But they're all out there.
The third one, sorry. No. Yeah, no. I only got three.
There's three of them.
It's all right.
There's one more.
Thanks for paying it forward, Jake. All right, let's see. Lisa's got it. Lisa.
Hi.
You got all four?
I hope so.
All right, let's hear them.
The Shining.
Yep.
Evil Dead, Silence of the Lambs, and Insidious.
What?
Evil Dead?
Evil Dead for the second one?
No.
No, you're incorrect.
Sorry, thank you.
Nice try.
All right, we're getting close. We got three. Let's see. Hi, Gary.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good. You got all four?
I have Silence of the Lambs, The Shining.
Yep.
I don't know the other two.
All right, thanks, Harry. Appreciate it, man. Thanks, man. Okay, go on.
So we have so far Silence of the Lambs, Insidious, The Shining.
Yep.
We're missing number two.
Kyle.
Number three.
Hi.
Hi, do you have all four?
Yeah, so I have Silence of the Lambs, The Shining, Insidious, and The Sixth Sense.
Oh, no. Oh. Thanks, man.
Oh, hot diggity dog.
Thanks, Kyle. All right, let's see. Kristen.
Hey, how are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm great.
Excellent. All Can you finish this?
I do. I think that it's The Shining, Dawn of the Dead, Insidious, and Silence of the Lambs.
You got it.
You win.
Nice job. You got it. Yes.
Yes.
I hit that button if I could find it, but I can't.
Yes, you win. You have your choice of tickets. Gizmo will help you out. Either TSO or Britt Floyd coming to the SNHU Arena. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you.
Good job. I don't know how anybody gets
those. So you can replay them, and I'll go through the first one.
I said I'm not going to hurt you. I'm just going to bash your brains in.
The Shining.
When there's no more hell, the dead walk the earth.
Dawn of the Dead.
Since the singer once tried to test me, I eat his some fried beans in a nice canteen.
It's not Silence the of house Lambs. That's haunted. It's your son.
And Insidious.
Now, go back and look at our Facebook page. And read that line again that he does from Dawn of the what he does from
Silence of the Lambs.
Silence of the Lambs, and then look at his photo.
Oh, that's a very, very good point.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Good job. We have now Roadkill's, and I don't think we have a jingle for this because you just started a couple weeks ago. Roadkill's going to give us a name, and he's been doing actors and actresses, and it's Roadkill's movie poll, and we have to talk about our favorite and our least favorite movie from this actress.
This today we're going to do an actress, Emma Stone. What is your favorite Emma Stone movie, and what is your least favorite?
I love Emma Stone. I think she's so beautiful and so wonderful, and I don't even know how to pick what my favorite is because she's been in so many things. Like, I love Zombieland. She's in Zombieland.
Yeah,
I love
Easy A was my favorite.
Oh, Easy A. She's
Easy A is a great movie.
Awesome.
So for my favorite, I'm going Zombieland, because it's my kind of movie.
It is a good one as well.
What's tough is, for my least favorite, is I haven't really seen a lot of her movies, but I have no interest in watching La La Land.
See, I like Easy Aim, but Crazy Stupid Love is such a good movie. Mm. Steve Carell, she's in it, Ryan Gosling. Yeah, I get them all mixed up with too many Ryans out there.
True.
I love Crazy Stupid Love. Friends with Benefits.
That she was crazy in that one. I forgot about that.
Yeah, she's good.
Good.
At that. I really like her.
Brenda says she loves her in Spider-Man.
She's in Spider-Man. Yeah, the Amazing Spider-Man. That's when they did the revamp.
Yes, the non-Tobey Maguire version. Yep.
We rented one last night. I don't know which one it is. The newest Spider-Man that just came out.
What's that?
The Help, says Mark.
The Help.
Never even heard
of it. I don't even know that one. Maybe I've seen it. I don't know. Yeah, I haven't seen La La Land yet, but I heard it wasn't that good.
I've seen La La Land, but I was on a plane, and I barely remember it. But I remember it being good, but I'm not sure. I don't know.
I'm going to say the worst is The Amazing Spider-Man, just because I've never seen it. I have no idea.
Gangster Squad?
Never saw that one either. Oh, I love her, too. I should be watching more of her movies. So what are your favorites for Emma Stone, and what's your least favorite? She was in The House Bunny.
Oh, yes, so good.
Is she the one with the braces?
That was the Willis girl.
Willis girl. She has the whole mouthpiece.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know which Willis, but it was one of them.
The one that looks like the dad when you didn't know. Yep.
Rumor? Was it?
Rumor Willis, yep.
Well, should we go to the phone?
Yep, sure.
Hi, Morning Buzz. What's your name?
My name's Greg.
Greg, favorite Emma Stone movie or your least favorite?
Excuse me?
Do you know what we're doing?
Yes.
What are you calling for?
I'm calling. I was wondering if you're playing the game.
No, we are. We already got a winner.
Hi, Morning Buzz. What's your name?
Logan.
Logan. What's your favorite Emma Stone movie?
Zombieland.
I'm with
there you.
You
go.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
And I hated her in Superbad.
Oh, Superbad.
She was Wichita in Zombieland.
She was Wichita. That was a great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, oh, Superbad.
Cardio.
Man, Superbad's a good one. I forgot about it.
Yeah, Superbad.
All right. Thanks, man.
See, I thought Superbad was pretty funny.
I liked it.
It
was good, yeah.
That is funny. Yeah, because she was with, was it Jonah Hill was the one that
that was
after?
That was a bit hard to believe.
It was
but,
weird.
Yeah.
But, yeah. All right. Leanna.
Leanna?
Hello? You guys are forgetting Superbad.
Somebody
gets punched in the face.
Yeah, somebody just brought that up. I totally forgot that she was in it, and he said he didn't like that movie. She's awesome.
I love that movie.
Yep. It
absolutely.
Could, yeah, it's one of the up there.
Oh, gets launched by the car. It's hilarious.
That's very true. Good call. Thanks, hon.
Chuckle-worthy hangover music.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, she was Jules in Superbad.
Yes, Jules.
Yep.
The Rocker? Did you ever see The Rocker? Rainn Wilson?
No.
He's the drummer, and he's like 30 years older than the rest of them, and she's in the band?
Nope.
Pretty funny movie.
Huh. Let's see. I don't know what that
He likes to throw up in his pocket before he goes out and plays.
Oh, gross. I don't think I've ever even heard of this movie. Kyle.
Hey.
Hey, what movie?
I think it was called A Plus. It was one of the first movies I saw from Emma Stone. It's just so hot.
No, it's
Easy A.
Easy A is what it's called.
Easy A.
Yep.
Never mind. That's what it was.
That's a great. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah,
it's
a good one.
It is.
And you kind of relate to it when you're all the rumors and stuff that go around in high school, and I felt so bad for.
I think it's a great movie. Good one. Good call. Thank you.
Thanks. Yep.
Andre's saying the same thing about Easy A. Everybody, I think, are a big fan of that one. Yeah. That's that one's on all the time, too.
I'd say she has more good movies than bad movies.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Susie.
Hi.
Hi. Somebody mentioned this one, I think, a little bit earlier, but I've never seen it. So what's the one? What's your favorite?
The Help.
The Help.
The Help.
Yep.
Yeah, I haven't
I mentioned
seen
it.
That's a wicked good movie. It's a chick flick.
We like that. That's
what's
okay.
Funny is I think it was a guy who said he liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all right. Awesome. Thanks, Susie.
The Help. Yep. 2011, yeah.
Yeah, everybody's saying super bad.
Yeah.
They thought she was
Jules
very funny.
Jules was good, yeah.
Yeah, Bethany's in with super bad as well. I'm trying to go to the text, but the computer's all messed up, so I don't know how to fix that. But yeah, I can't even think of a bad one.
I haven't seen it. I know I Greg is, saw La La Land, but I don't think he liked it.
This is from Superbad.
Hey, Greg, why don't you go piss your pants again?
It is.
Love that one. Love that.
Battle of the Sexes. Oh, Billie Jean King. I forgot that she's in
that. That's new.
Her new one, yeah. And I heard that it's going to be great.
That's the tennis one, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she plays Billie Jean King.
Yep. Oh, that would make sense then. Yeah. Duh.
They got Steve Carell to play the woman, and she's the man.
Yeah.
She's
Andre.
Done a lot with Steve Carell.
Hey, Andre.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Who do you got, or what movie you got?
Crazy Stupid Love. Emma Stone was in it. Really good.
Yep, I love it. That has the Ryan Gosling and Steve Carell.
Yeah, such Uber a chick flick.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that one.
You have?
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
No, I'm going to have to find it.
Emma Stone is the daughter of Steve Carell and Julianne Moore.
Okay.
And Julianne Moore's hot.
I bet.
So, that's the parents. They split up. Emma Stone's she's older, whatever, doing her own thing. Steve Carell tries to get back in the dating world, and he becomes friends with this guy, Ryan Gosling, who's just a womanizer trying to teach him, like, the ropes. She ends up falling.
Big time player.
She ends up falling in love with him, and then the dad, Steve Carell, finds out that he, the womanizer, is in love with his daughter. It turns into a woo. It's crazy stupid love. Woo! It's crazy stupid love.
Can't wait to watch it. Awesome. Good call, Andre. Thank you.